For older kids. Dear class, you might have heard that I said something inappropriate to someone in class on Monday. What I said was wrong, and I'm sorry I said it. I'm also sorry that you all had to hear it. And I'm sorry that I disappointed my teacher, friends, and classmates. This year, I've heard a lot of people talking like I did on Monday. I knew it was wrong, but I thought if I talked that way, I would feel more mature. I thought it would make me fit in and be more popular, but instead it made me look immature, like I have a bad attitude and a lack of character. What I said was using profanity. No, I didn't swear, but the dictionary says profanity includes language that is disrespectful and irreverent. Those who don't have the language skills to make their point use inappropriate words to try to look tough or smart. It doesn't make you smart. In fact, it makes you sound pretty ridiculous. George Washington said that profanity is a vice so mean and low that every man of sense and character detests and despises it. I would like to think that we are all people of character, that we know what is right and wrong, and that we want to be people our school can be proud of. The profanity in our classroom is hurting people. It brings our whole school down and makes us look stupid. We aren't stupid. We have the potential to be whatever we want to be. I don't want our language to hold us back. I pledge to my class, my teacher, and my school that I will not use profanity at any time. I will use language that shows respect and builds up everyone around me and that I can be proud of. I hope that you will join me in this pledge so we can all speak in a way that shows who we really are. Sincerely, Ethan.
Help stamp out bad language. The boy who wrote the letter is a real 11-year-old boy. When he made a mistake and used bad language in school, his parents asked him to do some research to find out what's wrong with profanity. Here are some things he learned. Profanity is language that is disrespectful and immodest. It doesn't have to be a swear word. What's wrong with profanity and crude language? It shows disrespect for others. It can easily turn a conversation into an argument. It shows immaturity and a lack of imagination, and it hurts others. Bad language includes profanity, rude or crude words, immodest words, and swear words. Is it okay to say? Before you speak, ask yourself, is it true? Is it kind? Would I use these words if the Savior were standing beside me? Take this pledge to show your willingness to help stamp out bad language by avoiding it yourself and setting a good example for others. I will help stamp out bad language by not using profanity, rude or crude words, immodest words, or swear words. Then say your name.
Kitchen Crafts. Silly Face Bread Bowl. Remember to ask an adult for help when you make a Kitchen Crafts recipe. Silly Face Bread Bowl. 1 large round sourdough or Italian bread. 1 long skinny banana pepper, stem and removed. 1 green olive stuffed with pimento, halved. 1 thick slice of cucumber, halved. 1 thin slice of red bell pepper. Toothpicks. Various bite-sized vegetables. 1. Ask an adult to help you cut a circle in the top of the bread. 2. Remove the circle and pull out bread to form a bowl. Save the bread to eat with dip later. 3. Using the toothpicks and vegetables, put a face on the bread bowl. Stick the yellow pepper into the side of the bowl for a nose. Add the olive halves for eyes, the cucumber halves for ears, and the red bell pepper slice for a mouth. 4. Fill the bread bowl with chilled dip. Serve with bread and bite-sized vegetables. Veggie dip. Combine the following ingredients and let chill for 2 hours in the refrigerator. 1 container, 16-ounce, sour cream. 1 cup mayonnaise. 1 envelope, vegetable soup mix. 10 ounces frozen chopped spinach, thawed and drained. End of Kitchen Crafts.
End of the section for older kids.